Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Over the past year, NATO alliance members have been working to implement a new security strategy aimed at making NATO stronger, more resilient, and better positioned for the future, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We're building on the Wales Defense Investment Pledge to invest 2% of our GDP in defense. It is critical that we have the means to replenish stockpiles, to increase the readiness of our forces, to meet force generation commitments for NATO missions and operations, to keep pace with 21st century challenges.
NATO is developing new partnerships, including in the Indo-Pacific. At the recently concluded ministerial, the alliance welcomed the participation of Japan, Australia, South Korea, and New Zealand, who share a vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific region. And of course, the alliance remains relentlessly focused on Russia's aggression against Ukraine, said Secretary Blinken. We've demonstrated again our unity of purpose and our unity of action. I am confident that that will endure for as long as it takes for Ukraine to defend its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, its independence. Secretary Blinken announced additional U.S. arms and equipment for Ukraine.
That includes more ammunition for HIMARS, air defense interceptors and artillery rounds, as well as anti-armor systems, small arms, heavy equipment transport vehicles, and maintenance support. These contributions will continue to enable Ukraine to protect civilian infrastructure from missile and drone attacks, and to hold and retake Ukraine's territory.
At the same time, the United States and Ukraine's partners support meaningful diplomatic efforts that can achieve a peace in Ukraine, said Secretary Blinken.
It has to be a just peace that upholds the principles of the UN Charter, sovereignty, territorial integrity, independence, and it has to be a durable peace that ensures that Russia can't simply rest and refit its troops and then relaunch the war at a time of its choosing.
Until that peace is achieved, the United States, together with allies and partners from around the world, will continue to provide assistance to Ukraine. Amid new challenges to the rules-based order and NATO's collective security, the alliance has emerged stronger and larger than ever. As we prepare for the next NATO summit in Vilnius, said Secretary Blinken, I am confident that we'll continue to meet the challenges of this moment and the time to come.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.